Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? What is up? What is up? What is up? It's Sam Crowley, February 17th, 2016. It is a Wednesday hump day, but you know every day is Saturday. It's great to have you here. Let's get going, man. Let's talk about getting out of the funk. Get out of the funk. Spice things up. I discovered rowing, and I want to talk all about rowing today with you on the number one motivational podcast on the planet. It's Sam Crowley, and thank you so much for listening. I'm the guy that gave the boss the middle finger 10 years ago and said, no, thank you. I don't want to live a life of regret because Jim Rohn says regret weighs tons. Discipline, however, weighs ounces. If you can just find the discipline to stay the course every day, a little bit, every single day, man, every single day, 10 years later, you'll have the life that you desire. And let me tell you, it ain't perfect. It isn't. And I, oh my God, if you know me, you know how much I hate the personal development gurus out there spewing about how life is. But life ain't perfect, you know, but it is perfection in the sense that you wake up on the right side of the ground and you're free to make a decision on how you're going to tackle the day. Your attitude, yes, it does determine all of what's going to happen to you that day. You wake up in a crappy mood and the coffee's cold and the kids aren't listening and the dog took a crap on the kitchen floor and you got to clean it up and the lawn's not mowed and the laundry's not done and you focus on all that negative energy, your day will suck. There's no other way it can go. You can't redirect your day. It's just you're going to start in an amazing state of gratitude thinking, all right, nobody ever told me it was going to be easy. This Crowley guy just told me it was going to be worth it. And that's the mindset you got to have because you're going to have a really cool day today. I want to talk about rowing because there's a metaphor there. It's been challenging. I mentioned it throughout the podcast in January with our daughter and the different illnesses she's had and the sleep study she had and the fact that she's not sleeping and all this stuff hooked up to the ventilator. And it's caused me to miss a lot of time at the gym, which I don't like to miss at the gym because the gym really gives me the ability to do a podcast. If you hear me go off the podcast radar, or you don't hear me rather, and you don't hear from me, it's because of that. It's because of the challenges that we have in our personal life here because, you know, you got to be able to sleep, raise your family, and also work. So podcasting, I love doing it, and you'll know. You hear the energy, right? And I try to bring it every single time. Doesn't matter if I'm feeling well or not, but I'm not going to turn this microphone on unless I got something, I think, of some value to say. And you shouldn't do that either. You shouldn't turn your own microphone on in your business, whatever that means, showing up, unless you're going to bring the value. Because your customers expect it. They just do. The listeners to this show, over 100 countries, they expect it. And so I discovered, I went to the gym. I'm communicating with my buddy Mike, a high school buddy of mine. I've known him forever. Best man at my wedding. I'm in his wedding. Kids, godparents of each other's kids. I mean, he's that one friend that you have. You know, that you're lucky to have one friend. We can go 6 months without talking, and we pick right back up telling the same stupid jokes we told in ninth grade. You know, laughing harder now than we did in ninth grade about the same stupid stories. So Mike took up rowing, and he said, man, I got to give you a big shout out. I got to give you a lot of all of the thanks. We had a conversation in October, and I remember I was actually in Kohl's shopping for a new pair of sneakers. That's where I buy my sneakers, at Kohl's. And I was going to Orlando to speak the next day, and we were just catching up. And it turned to, you know, he wasn't feeling well. He's had some health challenges. And I told him about the Vitamix and the green juice and all that stuff. Not going wacky. I'm not pushing my green smoothie religion on him. But I say, hey, man, try this. I'm going to hold you accountable. He had a Vitamix. He just hadn't used it in forever. So start green juicing, man. Get the spinach. Just go in your produce section, buy a bag of spinach for a couple bucks. Get about five of them, actually. Get a bunch of bananas. And I just kind of describe to them what I'm doing. Get celery, get kale, get anything green. The bananas are for your up days when you're going to be lifting weights and you need a lot of that other stuff besides the green in there. And I told them a couple recipes that I do. And really all I do is I just jam all the spinach in there, almond milk, unflavored, unsweetened almond milk in there, water. If you really want a great green smoothie, spinach, most 80% water, and 20% almond milk. And throw some frozen berries in there that you can get in the frozen produce section if you don't want to pay for the fresh berries. You can buy those just to give it a little flavor. Not a lot because they have sugar in them, but just a little bit of berries in there, maybe a handful, scoop them in there, put them in the blender, mix it up, drink it. If you did that every day for 30 days, good Lord, would your life change. I mean, you would literally, you wouldn't even recognize yourself. And the energy that you'll have is just, it's off the hook, man. It's off the hook. So Mike and I had a conversation in October, and he's like, all right, I'm going to do it. Well, guess what? I texted him. He wasn't doing it. I texted him the next day. Hey, send me what you did for a workout. And he's like, well, I had a meeting here and a meeting. No. It ain't about meetings, dude. This is a lifestyle change. Completely 180 lifestyle change. Do you want it or not? Yeah. Okay. So he started and he texts me and he couldn't move after the first workout. Like anything, it's the hardest that first week to get back in the gym, get going, get moving around. So then we lost contact as what happens, life happens, and we talked a little bit over Thanksgiving and Christmas, not much, just, hey, what's up, nothing, busy, got to go by. But the past week, he sent me this stuff that he's doing with rowing and a VersaClimber at the gym and all this cardio stuff he's doing. I just talked to him this morning. He's trying hot yoga for the first time. It's, you know, this morning he's got a class. He's really, he's in the greatest shape he's ever been in his life, like Olympic athlete stuff. And I said, man, you flipped a switch, because he's telling me, and I'll talk about rowing and what I'm doing probably on the show right after this one. And he said, hey, man, I got to give you all the credit in the world. He said, that day in October, we had that conversation. You told me about the green smoothies and the Vitamix and to get my ass back in the gym and how great I'm going to feel. I took it to heart. You know, I didn't write that first day, that first week, but slowly but surely now I'm a man possessed. I mean, he said, but it's almost to my detriment, Sam. He said, I go to sleep at like midnight now, and I'm up at 4:30 in the morning. I've got all this energy. I can't sleep. And it's, I said, well, that'll even itself out. You'll crash and take a 3-hour nap in the next few days, and your body will correct itself. It will. It'll just tell you. It's like, stop, you know. But he's working out like a maniac now, and not a lot of heavy lifting. And he went to a rowing competition with a buddy of his who is now – third in the world for the age 40 to 49. And he's been rowing for a while, but not, there's a, like this underground rowing club. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this, but holy moly. I didn't even, this whole underground society. And I love underground societies, like secret society stuff. And there's one for every lifestyle, business, opportunity, everything out there. And this is rowing. And I'm all about it. But his buddy Bill went to Philly. Mike went with him to support him. It's about an hour and a half, 2-hour drive from Hershey, PA. And Bill now is ranked third in the world, age 40 to 49, 165 pounds and under. And he's probably been rowing for a few years, but not competitively. It might be 10 to 20% of his daily, weekly workout. So, and what a workout. So I'm sitting around kind of bored, you know, hadn't had a lot of sleep. And I was where Mike was back in October. This is how friends can help friends and accountability partners can help accountability partners. And so Sunday, my wife and I actually had a nurse come over and watch Susan and the girls. And we had an opportunity for Valentine's Day to just go out, grab a cup of coffee, hang out for a couple hours. And I drove the car off the cliff, metaphorically speaking, not our real car, but eating-wise, I binged at a buffet, and I said, this is it, man. This is my last supper, and I'm back at it. I didn't eat terribly. I just didn't eat the stuff I would normally when I'm trying to get in shape, and had a lot of carbs. But I went to the gym that night, and Mike made me take a photo of the rowing machine and what I had accomplished Sunday, and it was only 30 minutes, and let me tell you, what happened in that workout. I'll share it with you right after this episode ends. We're going to pick it right back up on rowing. How I discovered rowing. Part 2 on the Everyday Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.